Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing Aninos, and we were talking about different mitzvos, right? Which mitzvos an onen does and does not do. So we spoke about the general reason that an onen is pater for mitzvos, and then we started getting into some specifics. So let's try to finish up a list of some of the specifics, and then maybe go back to a little bit of a more general discussion. So I think we mentioned Sfiras HaOmer, we mentioned Ner Chanukah. One thing we did not get to yet, I don't think, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios has a chibur in Hilchos Avelus. It's actually printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe in the newer Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the back. Maybe it's somewhere else. But there is such a chibur that was put together by Ephraim Zalman Margolios in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and he has a lot of very nice things to say over there. So Ephraim Zalman Margolios writes that an onen is not mitzdarif to a minyan. He writes this in his Hilchos Onen Osches, and he quotes many achronim like this. Rabbi Kiveger says this way as well, and the Mishra Brura and Siman Nun Hei Sivkat Nachav Dalid quotes this way as well, which is fascinating to me that an onen would not be mitzdarif to a minyan, because what creates tziruf to a minyan? You would think that having the requisite amount of Jews over the age of bar mitzvah brings about a sense of hashra'as hashchina, but maybe ein hashchina shara mitoch simcha or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure what the svara necessarily would be. Just the fact that he cannot daven, a sleeping person can't daven either, but Meikra din, a sleeping person is also mitzdarif to a minyan. So it's an interesting idea, but this seems to be the psak of many of the achronim, that an onein is not mitzdarif to a minyan. So we'll maybe get more into that in just a moment. But moving on to the next detail, there's a tshuvan of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Tzadi Aleph Oschafein, Chelik Aleph, Simen Tzadi Aleph Oschafein, Pesiv Katan Gimel, where he says that if a onen is wearing a talis katan and he's not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, so then it could be a problem. Because if he's not even kavana l'shem mitzvah, because he's an onen, so he can't be doing mitzvos, so what's the problem that you're going to run into? The Bir Halacha writes in Siman Samach that it's like being over in Avera of wearing dal kanfos without tzitzis. That if you're not having kavana l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis, so then you're not getting the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if you're not getting the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're wearing a beged of dal kanfos without tzitzis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes that concern, and then he says, but yosir nira, more likely that since he always wears that baguette, it's like a malbush for him. And even though he's having kavan l'shem mitzvah, it's like, oh, he's osa mitzvah b'machshava b'alma, where there's no pegia in the kavan mace. Meaning that it's not considered like he's, it's okay to have kavan l'shem mitzvah, even though he's an onein, because that's not the kind of mitzvah that would be problematic. It's a baguette that he wears all the time. So just because he's having kavan l'shem mitzvah, it's not going to be problematic for an onen. Now, one could have said the exact opposite, right? That since he's only, why do we wear a talis katan nowadays? It's not stylish. It's not because we wear it for warmth or we wear it for any other beged purposes. The only reason we wear a talis katan nowadays is because it is functioning as a beged shel mitzvah. So one could argue that that is the most overt kind of maisa mitzvah a person could do that an onen is pater from, as opposed to in the old days when they would be matil tzitzis on their begadim. So then you could say the svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman that the beged is not considered beged shel mitzvah. It's just that memele you're mekayim the mitzvah by wearing the beged, and it's like a mitzvah that's only b'machshava b'yalma. But nowadays it's hard to say. It's hard to say such a thing. But certainly, if a person is already wearing a talis katan and he hears shemes lo meis, so they deliver the news, someone I think asked about this yesterday, he certainly would not have to remove the talis katan, because based on all of the svaras of why an onen is part of a mitzvos, so it wouldn't make sense that you'd have to be meis, that you'd have to take it off. Osig mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, it's more of an asek to remove it than it is to keep it on, right? He's not doing anything. So if he's not doing anything, it's not going to be b'zayin in the kavod ha'meis, because again, it's totally passive. He's not doing anything, and therefore it would seem that he's certainly allowed to leave his tzitzis on. The question is, putting on his tzitzis in the first place, let's say on the day of the Levaya, the Onan wakes up in the morning, should he put his tzitzis on in the first place? So that's what Shlomo Zalman is saying, that probably it's no big deal, because it's only b'machshava b'alma, so it's not p'giya b'kavod ha'meis, because it's not really, he's just putting on a beged, and the mitzvah sort of is there m'meila. So Shlomo Zalman doesn't think that you dafka have to have kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah, which would then raise a new problem of wearing a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis. Of course, the Bir Halacha there discusses, and some stuff, if you look, Bir Halacha discusses that maybe it's not wearing a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis, meaning it might be that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you're also not wearing a beged of dalet kanfos without tzitzis, because there are tzitzis on the dalet kanfos, meaning physically tzitzis are there. So that's an interesting discussion in terms of hilchos tzitzis and hilchos osik b'mitzvah and hilchos mitzvah srichas kavana, but not for now. There's also an interesting discussion in contemporary poskim whether an onen should say tefillas haderech. So, you know, it used to be like, why in the world would an onen ever be saying tefillas haderech? He's going to take that time to have a vacation. So I see Yair Lichtman is by the Eiffel Tower, but you know, the rest of us are we're not going anywhere. So what does it mean? He's going to take a vacation dafka at that time. But now, of course, it's very, very common that it would be a serious issue of whether he should say tefillas haderech, because a lot of people get kvura in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned to you guys, I think, a couple of weeks ago that one of the levayas that I was at, it was in an airport, and the commercial flights weren't flying to Eretz Yisrael, but there were private jets that were going to Eretz Yisrael. So we were just loading a picture like a private plane that like a really rich person owns, and you know, with mahogany on the inside, like, you know, that kind of setup, and just a bunch of dead bodies piled up in the plane, and just bring them all to Eretz Yisrael. So even in times like that, even when El Al wasn't flying bodies to Israel, or if they were, it took like a week, because they would stop in every city in Europe or something, and it was, you know, very unpredictable. But people are finding ways to have kvura in Eretz Yisrael, but in the best of times, for sure, people are finding, bringing bodies to Eretz Yisrael. So what does Yonin do? Does he say Tefillas HaDerech on the plane? A related issue, certainly a related issue, is whether he's an Onin while he's on the plane. So we should get to that as well. But first, in terms of Tefillas HaDerech, so they quote from Rav Moshe, it's not a Nigros Moshe, but the Talmidim of Rav Moshe quote that an Onin does not say Tefillas HaDerech while he's on the plane. That is, it's just like any other bracha he wouldn't say. And Rav Vazner writes this way explicitly in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Resh Samach Beis, Shut Shevet HaLevi. We're done with Shirei Shevet HaLevi. That was only Hilchos Nida. But in Shut Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Resh Samach Beis. But the Kolbo on Avelus in Hilchos Aninus Os Yud Beis writes that you have to say Tefillas HaDerech, that you do have to say Tefillas HaDerech. Kolbo on Avelus is a My father-in-law told me that Rav Soloveitchik, for some reason, didn't like the Kolbo on Avelus. He thought that it wasn't that a lot of the psakim are a little bit strange in Hilchos Avelus and the Kolbo on Avelus. I don't know why, but that's my father-in-law told me that the Maisa was. And Rav Soloveitchik was saying something about Hilchos Avelus, and one of the Talmidim says, "Oh, but Shteitn Kolbo on Avelus," and you know, the Sefer, the Kolbo on Avelus, and Rav Soloveitchik said, "He knows as much about Hilchos Avelus as I know about..." And he couldn't think of anything he doesn't know anything about. So he just like stopped the sentence right there. As I know about. And that was it. And they couldn't, you know, most of us, we could say almost any topic except for what's right in front of us. But okay, so anyway, so in the Kolbo on Avelus, he disagrees. And he says that he should say Tefillas HaDerech. Maybe I wrote in my second sefer in that I have a piece on Tefillas HaDerech. This may be a nafkamina in the basic chakira about Tefillas HaDerech. There's a machlokes rishonim where the Tefillas HaDerech bi'ikaro is a netilas rishos from a Kodesh Baruch Hu before your yotze l'derech. That's what the Gemara sounds like. Himalech b'koncha v'tzei, that you should consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you go out. Or is it like a takana of tefila be'is tzara, that since the derech is a dangerous place to be, so, and then we have such a din d'oraisa of tefila be'is tzara, so before you go out to such a dangerous place, to such a makom sakana, you should daven a tefila. So those are the two possibilities. The nafgamina might be the onen. In the Chuvus Aparkasta da Anya, one of the great Hungarian poskim, in Chela Gimel Simin Reish Yurches, discusses an onen that's not together with the mace, and there's someone else taking care of the burial, where he doesn't have a full din onen, and he's able to say Tfilas Aderech, but he says, you know what? Even if you are with the mace, and you do have a din onen, you're allowed to say Tfilas Aderech. You should still say Tfilas Aderech. Why? El dinira de ikru mishum kvodo shameis. Because the whole point of Ninus, of an onen, not saying brachos, is mishum kvodo shameis. If you're davening tefillas aderech, that's also kvod shomeis. Why? Shlo yera dvar takola bedarko shezeu gam kein nogel lekavod shomeis sheyuvu b'shalom l'mchos chavtzo. One thing you want to make sure is that the plane, gets there okay, and that there are no surprises along the way. I remember a couple of years ago, with DRS seniors were going on their trip to the Mir during winter vacation, and they were stopped in. I was going to say Canada Goose, but that's the name of the coach, right? Something like, I don't remember, somewhere in Canada, and it's Goose something. But they were stopped somewhere along the way because an engine broke, the plane ran out of fuel, and I think Rabbi Beryl Wine's wife's body was on the plane at that time. Meaning this was a serious matter. There were mason that were on that plane. Things aren't, things don't go smoothly, so that's not good for the mace. The whole of is going to be delayed if things don't go smoothly. So it is for the Kavod HaMeis that you're davening that everything should go okay. V'kolshkei b'nidon didon tereya mazle, especially over here where there's a bad mazel right after someone dies in a family, so it's a chashash sakana. So he says certainly, at least if someone wants to be machmir, ein mochen biyado. So if the ikra of tilos haderech is netilos rishos and it's not really about the sakana, so then it's like any mitzvah that an onen would be potter from, like any bracha an onen would be potter from. But if it's about heading toward a makom sakana, so then you can hear the taina, the aparkasta da'anya. So that is discussion. I think the minhag practice is people do not recite tefillas haderech, but nevertheless that might be the lumdus behind it. There's also a discussion whether an onen is chayiv to give tzedakah. In Mincha Shlomo or Shom Zalman, in that same tshuva in Sifkat and Dalid, he says, an onen is pot from mitzvah tzedakah. Because after all, if the idea of an onen being pater from mitzvahs relates to hosik mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah, so anyone who ever learned, learned in yeshiva, if you ever learned, just the basic nezikin, nashim nezikin mesechta, the shomer aveda, is pater from giving pruta la'ani, because of hosik mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, he's busy being shomer the aveda, so the pruta to Rabbi Yosef, he's pater from giving pruta to an ani, and that's why he's a shomer sachar, right? That's what the Gemara talks about, because he's making money by not having to give money to the ani. So there's a lo sase, lo sa'ameitz, lo sikbo, it's bal yashav dach nechlam. You're not allowed to close your hand. You're not allowed to turn someone down. So isn't it a lo sase, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, to not give tzedakah, and an onen is chayiv in mitzvahs lo sase? But he says, but we know that a shomer aveda is pater from giving rifta la'anya, from giving bread to a poor person, because whenever you have a maisa of nason titein, and that maisa is, I'm sorry, whenever you have the asay that won't apply, the asay of giving tzedakah won't apply, mimela the los asays won't apply either. Meaning this is an example where there's a los asay to strengthen the asay, but clearly be'ikr, it's a mitzvah sasay of giving tzedakah. Nevertheless, when you give li'iloi neshama, so there's still a mitzvah to do so. It's still a wonderful thing, and still an aliyah for the neshama. So even though Rosh Shlomo Zalman wasn't certain about this issue, he raises it as a safek. They quote in the Tziyunei Halacha from Rav Eliashiv. I saw this in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's Avela Sefer, that you're allowed to give tzedakah for sure, because the entire Isra of not only doing mitzvos is when the maisa is purely a mitzvah. But certainly you're allowed to do acts of kindness. A person in Onen is allowed to respect his parents, he's allowed to be nice, and he's allowed to give tzedakah, because aside from the etzem hamitzvah, he's doing something that's inherently good, that is inherently beneficial to other people. A little bit what we were talking about yesterday in terms of maisa-oriented mitzvahs versus goal-oriented mitzvahs. That if the mitzvah is purely about a maisa, that you're doing a maisa mitzvah, so then maybe in a chanani, the Onen, shouldn't be doing that. But over here, there's more to it. It's that someone is going to receive this money. It's going to have a benefit for another person. And therefore, one may give tzedakah while one is an onin. Rav Yashav thought that bepashtus. What about kriya shema alamita for an onin? So why would it be any different than anything else? You know, you would think, of course he's patur, right? What would be the svara that an onen would be able to say kriya shema alamita? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that same tshuva, in Sivkat and Tes, says that if the kvur is going to be the next day, and the onen is going to sleep that night, he does have to say kriya shema, and also hamapil when he goes to sleep, because all of the reasons that would pater an onen from a mitzvah don't apply. He's not osik b'mitzvah anymore. Haraya, he's going to sleep. There's no pegiah b'kavod ha'meis by saying kriya shema, because anyway he's going to sleep. It's not a greater pegiah than going to sleep is, meaning he's obviously turning away from the meis for a few moments. And he's not nosei maso, he's not bearing the responsibility right now because he's going to sleep. And that's what Rav Vadia writes in Chazon Ovadia, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Yutas as well. However, the Badei HaShulchan, Simen Shin Mem Alef Sivkat Mam Beis, disagrees. And he says an Onin is not Chayiv in Kriya Shema and in Birch Samapil, just like other brachos that an Onin is pater from, simply because it's a low plug. They patered him for brachos, so they patered him for Bali, he's pater from everything. Even, you know, when an Onin sits down to a meal, does he say a bracha? Obviously not. Aye, but right now he's not being Osek B'tzorcha Emes anyway. He's sitting down to eat, so he's ignoring the Mes anyway. Okay, but he's pater from brachos, and that's the way it is. It's a low plug rabbanan, especially based on Yerushalmi, that it's based on kavod meso, that some of the poskim say that's shayach even on Shabbos. So we'll get to Ninus on Shabbos soon. But Kol Shekein, when he's going to sleep, let's see what the question was over here. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, why would he not be involved in other mitzvos in the minutes before he goes to sleep? What do you mean, why would he not be involved? Meaning, if anyway, because that, whatever you do, it's always going to take a few moments. Meaning, when he's awake, he's awake. When he's going to sleep, he's going to sleep. But the bracha of hamapil is already considered to be the beginning of the sleep, meaning it's part of the sleep process. I have a piece in one of my svarim also about hamapil. So the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a very nice piece about hamapil, that it could be that one is allowed to have tashmish amita after hamapil, that it's all considered like part of, you know, bedtime, that that's not considered to be separation, because there's a whole, you know, you look at that which is done in bed as bedtime, and that's all connected with each other. So hamapil and kriya shema alamita, I think, might be different than just going and doing other things. Does this relate to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's opinion by Sukkah that someone who is sleeping is pater from mitzvahs? I don't think so, because that's talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman is printed, that Rav Shlomo Zalman is printed in the back of Halicha Shlomo and Tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman has this famous yesod that a person who's sleeping is pater from mitzvahs, and therefore if let's say you only have room for one bed in a sukkah, and you have two people that need to sleep in the sukkah, so you know, tell your friend, it's okay, you go ahead, you take it, and you just stay up a little later, and as soon as he falls asleep, roll him right out of there, and then you can go to sleep, because he has no mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah anymore once he's already asleep, because he's part of our mitzvahs. So that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's chiddush, that a person is part of our mitzvahs when they're sleeping, but that's when you're actually asleep. Going to sleep, certainly you have a chiyuv. If we say Shema Alamita is Midin Shmira, then maybe it would be Chayiv similar to Tefillas Derech. I was thinking that also, right? That, and it certainly sounds that way from the Sugyas and Brachos, that Kriya Shema, right? Kala Kriya Shema Alamitasos Ka'ochis Charev Shal Shtei Pios Biyado, right? It's like you're holding a double-edged sword in your hand. Macholos Bavli Yushalmi, read the order of Shema Alamita. Yeah. So, I got that. You meant Bavli. That would be quite comparable, though. the head to Beit Tfilas Derech is because the mace is also traveling with you. Correct. And that's the next thought. Good, good. This is exactly how the conversation should go. Right. That when it comes to Tfilas Derech, the way the Aprakasta Dianya said it, but you could say differently. You could say even if the mace is not with you, that you're allowed to do things for your basic protection. Right, otherwise you could be matir all tefillah that way, but just by saying that you need a free basic protection, I don't think so, because much of tefillah is about connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, and yes, there's bakashas strachim or whatever, but it's not all about like absolute shmirah that, from a situation of sakana. Certainly a tefillah that's shalom based, so it's not like that. Okay, what if a person, someone asked yesterday, what if a person finds out right in the middle of his tefillah that meis lo meis, that someone died? So what does he do with his Shemona Esrei? So this happens, by the way, sometimes, most commonly right after Shabbos, that someone's davening Maariv and then, and the phone rings. I mean, this happened a couple of times during COVID. I had situations where someone told me they were in the middle of davening Maariv because they weren't in shul. So they were in the middle of davening Maariv, and the wife answers the phone because I was ready, Zman Shabbos was over. She saw it was the hospital calling. And it turns out the person's father passed away, right? So he finds out Mamish right in the middle of his Shemona Esrei. So these are the kinds of things that like, oh, give me a minute, let me look it up for you. You can't do that, right? You need to already know it on the spot. The truth is, though, the guy never has time to ask a Shaila for something like that because, he's going to do what he does and then he's going to ask later. But it's good to know. The Chachma Sadam in Klal Kufnun Gimel Sif Hei says you don't stop. You finish the tefillah kedarko because you're osik in mitzvah's tefillah, and therefore you're patim in a mitzvah. And you shouldn't even be mekatzer each bracha, be gomer kedarko. And that's what the Pischi Tshuva of your quotes in Sifkat Nvav in the name of the Shvos Yaakov, and the same is true of the Kriya Shema to continue saying the Kriya Shema. In Gilyon Marshar of Shlame Egra on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says this is not like a Kohen who's mafsik be'emsa avoda, like the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, because over there he's mechal the avoda on a daraisa level, meaning for him, for an oni to be doing the avoda would be the mechal the avoda on a daraisa level. But over here, it's just a patur that you have for mitzvos. So in Pischei Tshuva and Sivkat and Ches, he quotes a Chamude Daniel that you shouldn't let the guy know shemes lemes until he davens, unless he's really needed. Meaning, if it's someone who's got to take care of the tzarchei mes, so let him know right away. Otherwise, let him daven and then let him know. Chaznish disagrees. He says, "What do you mean? You're talking about a guy's relative. He that's not okay to withhold that information from him. It's always that a karov. When a karov dies, the relatives should look at that like a mes mitzvah. If it were only about osik b'mitzvah, we would patur him from kriyashma. If his man kriyashma came before the guy died, he'd be chayiv to be called kriyashma. No, it's not just that it's about osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. It says chaznish, it's dino k'meis mitzvah. It has a din of a real meis mitzvah, that he has no chiyuv, and even if he's osik in a mitzvah acheres, or he's in the middle of kriyashma, you got to stop right in the middle. And then there's a middle opinion. The middle ground opinion is Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios in Hilchos Onein Os Yud Gimel, that a person should conclude the bracha that he's in middle of, but don't start the next bracha. He even says that if a person's in the middle of eating a steak dinner, and then he becomes an Onein, so Onein's not allowed to eat meat. So he says, okay, you can swallow the piece that's in your mouth. You don't have to spit out the piece that's in your mouth. You can swallow the piece that's in your mouth, just don't take the next piece. So that's how Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios says. Okay, that's as far as finding out in the middle of davening. Again, very often someone dies on Shabbos. So let's say Motzei Shabbos, let's say the night that they find out the person died is the last night to say Kiddush Levana. So is the Onein allowed to say Kiddush Levana? So again, it would seem like obvious that the Onein cannot say Kiddush Levana, but nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Kluger in Sefer HaChaim writes in Siman Ayin Aleph that if it's the last night of Kiddush Levana and there are other people that are available to be Misasik and Mameis, then he could say Kiddush Levana, even though the Poskim say that we still learn Noeg Dine Aninos, even when there are other people that could be Osik and the Mameis. But that's only B'midi D'Shchiach. but this is a midi de lo shchiach, so you can't. Meaning, why is it, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, that we have the practice of treating the person like an onain, even when there are other people that are osik b'sar chikfura? That's midin minhag. That it became the minhag, that's what we do, that everyone is treated like an onain, even when there are other people to be osik b'sar chikfura. But a minhag is only shayich b'midi d'shchiach, something that doesn't come up all that often. You can't say there's a minhag. Yeah, but I mean, it's not it's not about Kiddush Levana. It's about brachos. Kiddush Levana just happens to be a bracha. It's a little bit strange to say that. No, that you can't say a minag of relating to Kiddush Levana, because the particular instance of Kiddush Levana is not shaykh. Reminds me of Rav Moshe has a tshuva about whether a person's allowed to get married on the night of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Meaning 3 weeks now that I get married. So can you get married on Motzai Shabbos when Sunday is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? I was never able to figure out this tshuva. I never understood what Moshe meant. He makes it Tali in the Machlokas Palomar Ramban. Fascinating tshuva. Rav Shechter refers to it in Nefesh Harav. But part of the tshuva, he says, you can't say that this is dependent on minhag, because there's no such thing as a minhag and something that only comes up once in a while. And it's so rare that how often does it come up that Shiva Asar B'Tammuz comes out on Sunday and that someone wants to get married that night. So since it's an unusual situation, it's not Tali and minhag. I never understood what that meant. What does that have to do with Motzai Shabbos? Any night. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz happens every year. And what difference does it make what night of the week it is? So I never understood what that meant. But that's the same basic principle, that there's no such thing as minhag on something that doesn't come up that often. Ooh, Gabe, you wrote a whole Megillah over here. Okay. That wouldn't be quite comparable, though, the Heter by Tefillah Sederach is because... Oh, we're back on that. The Gemara assumes that women are chayavos in tefillah because nashinami b'yichai. According to the Rishonim, that women are chayavos in Shmona Esrei, this means that all Shmona Esrei are included in Bayis Chayim, which, okay, why would that be any worse than Hamapil Tefillah Sederach? The Gemara says that about tefillah? The Gemara says that about mezuzah, no? The Gemara says it about tefillah also? I thought it's only about mezuzah. I don't remember. I mean, Yirbu Yumechem, right? So, no? Anyone remember? Okay, someone will find the Gemara. Okay. Okay, good. Going back more generally, why is an... We've mentioned that an onan is pater from mitzvos, and the discussion as to why an onan is pater from mitzvos. I don't think we really got into whether an onan is permitted to volunteer mitzvos. If we did, we just touched it at the very surface. Rashi in Brachos Yitzayin holds that an onan is allowed to be mevarich. He's just not chayiv to be mevarich. The Yerushalmi sounds like it's usher for an onan to be mevarich. And then there are poskim that are mechalik between an onain who's tzarchei ames mutalim alav, or an onain where he's not involved in the tzarchei ames, where if he is involved in tzarchei ames, then he's not allowed to say a bracha. But if he's not involved in the tzarchei ames, then he's allowed to say a bracha. It's a rishus to say a bracha. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph quotes Yesh Omrim that it's asr lo levarich. Pischei Tshuva and Sif Katan Tes says that hiskimu achronim in Aruchayim Simen Ayin Aleph like this Yesh Omrim, and therefore no matter what, even if there are other people that are osik in the kavura for him, he's not permitted to say a bracha. Very often an onain wants to. You know, they feel like they need Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they need that relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you tell them, no, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that this is a freebie. This one's on me. So I want it to be on him. I want to be able to say a bracha. Most often, or very often, when you speak to people who go through Avelus, they tell you it's one of the most disorienting things of the entire process, is having those hours where they can't daven and they can't say a bracha and they're eating food without a bracha. It's just very disorienting. And people very often want to. So it's important to know there's a major machlokas. You know, it's important to know how we paskin. So it seems that we paskin that it's asir. L'chara, it's Rashi in Yerushalmi l'shitasam. Right? Rashi says the Patur of Onin from Mitzvah is also mitzvah, so he could be machmer on himself, just like by the chasen potter from kriyashma machlokas chacham and rem gamliel. We pass like the chachamim that he's allowed to say kriyashma. You're going to tell me, wait a second, Nosing Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah is not only that he's Patim from the Mitzvah, famous Ritva in Kiddushin that Nosing Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah tells me he's Usur to do a Mitzvah, right? The Ritva asks the Kasha, why do I need a drasha of Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah? Tell me that Bishop Chavesacha, that Osig Mitzvah Patim, Ulach Chavadarech, right? Halich Lederach Roshos is Chayiv, but Lederach Mitzvah is Patir. How do I, why do I need a drasha on a Daraisa level? Tell me Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah asks the Ritva, what's the alternative? Meaning, we're human. We can't do a million things at one time. So obviously you're not going to be able to do more than one mitzvah at once. I don't need a drasha. The reality of the fact that I'm a human being makes it that if I'm osik b'mitzvah, I'm patim in a mitzvah. So that's the Ritva's kasha. So there are different answers to the kasha. So the Ritva says no. Without the drasha, I would have thought that I have the option. I can now choose my mitzvah. I started this one, but maybe I like the other one better. So kamash malan that no osik b'mitzvah, aser b'mitzvah. You're not allowed to go do the other mitzvah. Why? Because the other mitzvah becomes a dvar harshus to you, since right now you're being osik in this mitzvah. So you're not allowed to leave a dvar mitzvah to go do a dvar harshus. Right? That's the whole question. Do you even get a kiyum mitzvah according to the Ritva if you go do the other mitzvah, or did it mamish become a dvar harshus? Or do we say no? The second I stop the mitzvah that I'm doing and I go do the dvar harshus, the other mitzvah, the second I stop, even though I wasn't supposed to stop, it now goes back to being a dvar mitzvah. But even if you say like that, Ritva, but that's only by where it's an asek in the mitzvah. But when it's a tirda de machshava, then the Ritva wouldn't say such a thing. By a tirda de machshava, certainly it remains a mitzvah. The other item remains a mitzvah. I think in Halich Shlomo, it says that Shlomo Zalman Orbach would paskin that if you're middle of Kriya Shema and the aniyim come around collecting tzedakah, that you're not allowed to reach into your pocket and give them tzedakah. Based on that Ritva, osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, not just patim in a mitzvah, it's also to do another mitzvah. So you tell this to people and they're like, oh, fantastic. So you don't have to give tzedakah. That's not where Rav Shlomo Zalman took it. What Rav Shlomo Zalman did, his practice was, and I think that same person that's making the videos of Rav Moshe Feinstein and everything, there was a video of Rav Shlomo Zalman davening in Shari Chesed, for those who are on Twitter. There's some good things out there too. So there's a video of Rav Shlomo Zalman davening. So he's davening in the middle of the Grush Diebel in Shari Chesed. So, same people just hanging around talking or whatever as Rav Shlomo Zalman's in the room. It's so wild to think, like, how would you act while Rav Shlomo Zalman's in the room? But it was normal. He always davened there. But what he would do is he would line up shkalim on his shtender. So that when an ani would come, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't have to do anything. The ani would just take a shekel off his shtend. Okay, so it would seem that this is Rashi in the Yerushalmi Lishitasim again, because Rashi holds turn on him from mitzvahs because also mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. So Mela, he's allowed to be machmir on himself, and he's allowed to say the bracha. The Yerushalmi learns it Yom Shato Osik Bechayim and not Yom Shato Osik Mesim. So it's aser for an onain to be machmir on himself. If you look in Shirei Harav, if you're successful finding it in Simon Aleph Osbeis, I should really call Rabbi Kornigsberg and ask if he's got a box of them somewhere, right? Maybe I'll reach out to him, see if he's got some. So in Shirei Rav, Simon Aleph Osbeis, or Rav Shechter, maybe Rav Shechter has. All right, Blinetter, I'll get on it. In Shirei Rav Simon Alfos Beis, he explains that the Patur of Onei from Mitzvos is really a kiyum mitzvah of Avelus, meaning part of the way that one does Avelus is by being Patur from Mitzvos during that time. He compares it to what the Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Avel, that a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei Lekrovav in order to be Misasek with his Krovim for Kvura. And he says, V'yisabel Alehen, Shenemar Lo Yitama. V'yisabel Alehen, Shenemar Lo Yitama. And he'll do Avelus, because after all, Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, Kohen is Mechal Kuhuna to be Tamei Lekrovav. So apparently, the Chilul Kedushas Kuhuna that he goes through is a kiyum of the Avelus. And therefore, a Kohen is Mitame only to those people that he would have a mitzvah of Avelus on. But if he wouldn't have a mitzvah of Avelus, there's no din of being Mitame, because the very act of showing that he's sacrificing his Kedushas Kuhuna, that is his Avelus. That's his expression of Avelus. The Rama Paskins, that let's say a Kohen has a Karov, is Ma'avir Atzma L'das. So the halacha is Meikar Adin, although it never applies. The halacha Meikar Adin is, we'll discuss this at some point, that Ma'avir Atzmo L'das, someone who commits suicide, this also unfortunately comes up more often than we would like to think it does, that if someone commits suicide, then there's no avelus for someone who commits suicide. So what if a Kohen has a brother who committed suicide? So is he allowed to be Mitame? The Rambam says no, because if there's no avelus, mele, there's no din tuma. Din tuma, you have to bury him still, you got to do... No, but the din tuma, the din that a Kohen is allowed to be Mitame is part of his expression of avelus, or haruge bezdin, or a nefel. A nefel is also Mitame kemes, but there's no din avelus on a nefel. The Rambam also said lo yitama only applies to males that are mitzuvan tumas kohanim, because the ikur kiyum avelus is the chilul of the kedushas kuhuna. So that's what Salvechik suggests, that the same is true by the patur onin from mitzvos, that the ikur kiyum of avelus is by not doing the mitzvos. Bidiyeved, let's say the onin did the mitzvah, so he said avdala, had this also just come up. Guy's father passed away, and he found out before he said Havdalah, but his whole family needed to hear Havdalah. So what was he going to do? Not say Havdalah? He says his whole family needs to hear Havdalah. They're not owning him. So he said Havdalah. So if a person says Havdalah ba'aninus, pischichu v'sivkat niyotas, quotes from Panamiiros, he should not say Havdalah again after the kavura, meaning it counts as a Havdalah. If he's mispalel, Gesher Chaim says he's Yotze, because first of all, it's only Rabbanan, and also there's Shitos that you're allowed to be Machmir al Atzmo, so you put that together and you're Somech on that. In Psicha Kolelas, Primogadim, Chelik Bezos Chavtes, he's not sure that if an Onein wants to bury someone on Yom Tov, can he be Motzi, let's say the halacha is Meikar Adin, that the Kavura could happen on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Rishon Ali Dei Amim, Yom Tov Sheni Ali Dei Yisrael. That's Meikar Adin of the Gemara Maseches Beitza, right? So the question is, what if the Kavura is going to be on Rosh Hashanah? So, and he's the Baal Tokeya. Can he be Motzi people in Tkiya Shofar when he's an Onein? So do we assume that he's considered a Mukhuyiv Bedover? It's just that he's Osek B'mitzvah Acheres, that's Rashi. Or do we say, no, Yom Shat Osek B'Chayim, lo Yom Shat Osek B'Mesim, like the Yerushalmi? So that's what the Prima Gadim says, that if there's no one else other than him, then he could be Motzi, because the mitzvah Derabim is Adif, and that's going to take precedence over his personal Aninus. The case now that I'm thinking about it, the case that I was asked about, it was a neighbor of mine, so I had a fellow who davens in my shul. Unfortunately, we had so many who lost relatives to COVID. So his father passed away after 4.5 weeks on a ventilator, and he sort of knew that it was coming. So he was waiting for right after Shabbos to check to see what happened. And they got the news right away, right after Shabbos. The father passed away Shabbos morning. So he has a 14-year-old son, 14-year-old son. He's the oldest kid in the house. So he figured he's not going to say Havdalah, but he'll have his son say Havdalah, and he'll listen and he'll answer Amen to the Havdalah, and it'll be Yotzei L'Shamea Ka'ona. So he's not saying the bracha, but he's hearing the bracha. He's being Yotzei L'Shamea Ka'ona. So now he wants to know, did I do the right thing, right? Meaning, is that what I was supposed to do? And if I didn't do the right thing, should I recite Havdalah after the Kavura? It happened to be the Kavura wasn't, in that case, wasn't until much later, because they sent the body on El Al on a flight, and the way these things were working, the flight stopped in Europe for like 3 days. The Kavura was all the way at the end of the week. But nevertheless, the Avelus started right away, because it was out of their hands already. So the Avelus started right away. So he wanted to know, once they were Mosul HaKasaf, once they gave him to the workers by the cargo area, do they now recite Havdalah? So what do you say? What do you think? Would he? Is that the right thing to do, to be Yotzei through someone else? Or is it better for him just not to participate at all in Havdalah? Let's see. Isn't only Asher to answer Amen, right? Chari should not answer Amen, but he can still be Yotzei Shomei HaKohen without answering Amen. Just listening. So Pashtus is that we should be choshish for those shittos that you're not allowed to do mitzvos, and even Shomei HaKohen, you're not allowed to, volunteer to do the mitzvah. You should probably go to a different room, have his son say Havdalah for everybody else, but certainly not to then recite Havdalah again after the Kavura, because if he intended to be Yotze, so there's a very high likelihood that he in fact was Yotze, the mitzvah. So especially since there are shittos Rishonim, like we saw, shittos Rashi, that you're allowed to volunteer. Shal Mitzibur brings down that he should listen and have a mind to be Yotze. Oh, okay, that he should even do that L'chadchila. Rav Rimon Paskin said, no, it cannot be Yotze through someone else. Okay. It was so that yesterday I spoke in Chicago. I was sitting right here, but it was officially a Chicago program. And two notable things happened. First of all, when they introduced me as the guy that wears a very nice blue pinstriped suit, which I thought was an interesting way of introducing me. Because of the PR picture, it was a hand-me-down. I have my college roommate in YU is a successful doctor, and apparently the suit's out of style, so he gave it to me. So I guess YU thinks it's in style. Anyway, the other notable thing that happened to me was they were asking me all these questions about how to pasken halachos and factors take into account, and the next speaker was Rav Rimon. So Rav Rimon came early, and he was in the Zoom room, and it was so weird. Like, how do I? I'm sitting there answering questions about how to deal with halacha. I'm like, Rav Rimon's right here. You know, why don't we just skip ahead to him? I should really order his sefer. He has a sefer on Avelis, right? So, okay, believe that. I got to do that. If we pass one is not allowed to be Yotzei a mitzvah, how does Rav Shachter allow one to count Sfira just to make the next day's count be good if he's thereby Yotzei the day's mitzvah? Right, so that's the question. Maybe you could have Kavanah Shelo Latzeis when you count the Sfira, because reverse Kavanah is effective, Balei Tosfos point out, even if you hold Mitzvah Saint Sriach's Kavanah. And you're not going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, but if you hold like the Vart of Rav Soloveitchik, that it still keeps the count alive. Yalkut Yosef says that an onion can be Yotzei Avdala through someone else, and then after the Kavur he doesn't need to repeat Avdala. Well, I guess I said he shouldn't. But the Shal Mitzibur, actually I told him he did the right thing at the time, even though I wasn't sure. The Shal Mitzibur notes that even though it is not, I knew it wasn't wrong, I wasn't sure that it was, and it was also too late. So Shal Mitzibur notes that even though it isn't obvious that you can be Yotzei, the entire din that you can say your own Avdala after Aninus is already a Machlokas, so it's better to be Yotzei with someone else and get out of that Machlokas. Okay. All right, and thank you for the link, Noah. Okay, great. Onen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on Shabbos, an Onen is allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and he's chayiv in kol mitzvos. Who says so? The Gemara says so. It's explicit. So in Gilead Marashoi says that you shouldn't say Kaddish while on that Shabbos during the Aninus, because Kaddish is a din of being matzil medina shel gehenim. And the person's not in Gehenim yet, because that only starts after the Kavura. So they're sort of, hanging around. They're not. They haven't yet been sent to Gehenim. So therefore, there's no inyan of saying Kaddish. I remember Rav Shachter. Just recently, Rav Shachter said that every time we ask him about all these people that want to daven with a minyan, just so they could say a Kaddish, he said, why do they all assume that their parents are in Gehenim? They should. Assume. They said I missed a few Kaddishim when I was in my year of Avelus when I flew to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't assume my parents were in Gehenim. I assumed that they were big tzaddikim and they weren't in Gehenim. Okay, but generally we do assume that everyone's got to pay some sort of price for some whatever Averos, and that. But not on that Shabbos. Pesach Chuvin Sivkat Yadalid says that it's Machlokas Taz and Shach. On this this issue, where's the Pesach Chuvin? Say Sivkat Yadalid. I believe in Malavitza, Mashkadon, and Bechol, Amos Sarpon, the Kodavisha Bakdusha. I know that's a different issue. Ah, umashkos b'shem nukus kesef shloim yer kaddish ad achar kvura. I am b'shem seven shom b'shem chavzayin shecholik on nukus kesef because of a kataz. The b'shabbos yomer kaddish av kodem kvura. Right. So whether that's a machlokas shachan taz, whether you say kaddish before the kvura if it's when it's on Shabbos. It's also machlokas whether normally is mutar b'tashmish shamita on Shabbos. We paskin that it's us. It's machlokas rishonim. We paskin like the Rif and the Rosh, and that's like that's in Shulchan Aruch as mefurish that we don't say halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avil over here because we're talking about aninus, not avelus, and he's also b'tashmish shamita. Even on Shabbos and Yontif. Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios in Oschaf in Hilchos Onein says that someone who's ishto meis la meis, let's say his wife lost a relative in that city and she would be chayiv in aninus, but she doesn't know yet. So he says, still, you shouldn't be meshamish with her, meaning tell her instead of having tashmish shamita with her. I would think that's pretty obvious, you know. Don't say, I'll tell you soon, you know, like, I would think it's a pretty obvious one, okay? You take a look, we're not going to have time right now, but if you take a look in Shiri Arav, in Simin Vav, he talks about Aninus on Yom Tov Sheni, and an interesting chiddush from Reb Chaim and from Moshe Soloveitchik, and being mechalik between Shabbos and Yom Tov, so a very nice lumdus over there. Okay, what about Divrei Torah on Shabbos? Rabbi Kivega writes that he's aser to learn Torah on Shabbos. Chacham Sadim says the same. And our Chashulchan writes even just to say Tehillim is going to be aser. All that's based on the Magen Avraham in Tavkof Mem Ches, which is quoted in the Mishnah Brura, Tavkof Mem Ches Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. That even if he's not going to do the Kavura on Yom Tov, he's aser b'Divrei Torah. Dagum Ravava in Aruch Chaim, over there is Matir B'Divrei Torah and Yom Tov when he doesn't plan on doing the Kavura and Yom Tov. So Mishnah Brura says that in Big Day Yesha, he also, like the Dagum Ravava, disagrees with the Magen Avraham about this. So in Gilyon Marshar, Shlomo Eger writes that the Haggadah, Lel Pesach, since it's a whole Arichus, let someone else say the Haggadah, because Haggadah is an exercise in Talmud Torah also, right? It's Darshaning Psukim. So you should have someone else say it, and he should just be Yotzei V'Shomei HaKohanah, which is considered to be one step removed. Right? That's what Salvechka explained that, or many explain, I think, that when we say the Haggadah, we start off with a Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shunas, and Torah Le'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. It's a form of Birchas HaTorah, because different forms of Birchas HaTorah, of Talmud Torah, require different Birchas HaTorah. Just like when you get an Aliyah of the Torah, you say a new Birchas HaTorah, even though you said a Birchas HaTorah that morning, because it's a different form of Limud HaTorah. And a different form of Limud HaTorah gets its own Birchas HaTorah. So Haggadah, Be'etzem, is an exercise in Limud HaTorah. Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan allows Shnai Mikravecha Targum. Why would he allow Shnai Mikravecha Targum? So there's a whole chakira about Shnai Mikravecha Targum. I wrote about this in my sefer. No, in my next sefer I wrote about this. In Shnai Mikravecha Targum, there's a whole chakira about whether Shnai Mikravecha Targum, what the yesod of the din of Shnai Mikravecha Targum is. Is it I guess the way to say it, a program for curriculum for Talmud Torah, that if you're a Jew, you've got to finish the Chumash once a year. So Chazal set up a curriculum for us of how to do that. So you do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and that way you see you finish. You know, it's like Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishna, Shlish B'Talmud. They don't just tell you learn Torah and leave it at that. There's guidance in what to learn and when to learn. You know, whether you hold like the shach that you don't learn Kabbalah till after you're 40, or whether you, whatever it is, there's guidance in what to learn and when to learn. So you're supposed to follow that guidance. So Shai Mikra Vecha Targum is maybe a din in just Talmud Torah. Or the other possibility is that Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is a hachana for Kriyas HaTorah. It's even a daya that it's in place of Kriyas HaTorah when you can't do Kriyas HaTorah, but it's at least a hachana for Kriyas HaTorah. So may chapen nafkamina, because the Onein is going to go to Shul on Shabbos, is going to be there for Kriyas HaTorah, so maybe he has that hachana. But if it's a din in Talmud Torah, maybe he shouldn't be involved. But Pasha says what the Aruch HaShulchan means. He probably just means that it's more formulaic. You know, it's just something that he says as opposed to serious learning. It's something that is just done on a week-to-week basis. Okay, let's see. Gabe, why do only people in Gehenna benefit from their children's kaddish? Shouldn't it be a zechus? It's a great question. I don't know. I would think so. Meaning the whole point is that everyone is saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah, a whole tzibur is saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah, which is the most powerful tefillah. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos tells us, causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to regret having destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I would think that that's always a very great tzuchus. I don't know. I mean, there are other things you could do to create a great tzuchus, and that's what we suggest, but I don't know. But that's what the minhag is, that we stop saying after 11 months based on the idea that that Mishpat Rishon began in Mizyud Beis Chodesh. So you assume that your parent, one has to assume that their parent is only 11 twelfths of the way there to being a Rasha. I don't know. Why is eating meat allowed but learning Torah prohibited for an Onen on Shabbos? It's a good question also. Why is eating meat different, especially since there's not really a chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos? It's a din of onek Shabbos. So I would think learning is also an onek Shabbos. It's an onek ruchani on Shabbos. Oh, I have a visitor.
Abba, do you think in 10 minutes are you going to be done and I can use your office? I don't need your computer, I can use your office.
I just have my at 2:50 I have my 10-minute halacha sheet. Will you be done by 2:50?
I'm gonna be done by 3.
So maybe just use the guest room.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. You know, zooming at home. This is the way it goes. I should give it to her. No one cares about the Tamil Halacha. All right. Probably true. Okay. Yeah. So a lot of good Tamil Halacha topics coming up with Shavuos. Rav Shechter wrote the longest tshuva he's written so far in this whole thing. He wrote like a 5-6 page tshuva, you know, on those pages with the little Rashi script about inyanim relating to about a particular inyanim relating to Shavuos, and he keeps adding to it every day. He keeps sending us, put this in between here and there. There's a lot of good stuff. Okay, making early Shabbos on the second day of Shavuos. That's what he discusses. Can you make early Shabbos on the second day of Shavuos? Moving along. So if someone, what else we have? Geshur Chaim says if one cannot focus on someone else reading in a proper way, he could say the Agada himself. Okay, good. That makes sense too. I think a lot of people do the Shomei Kona anyway. I mean, a lot of times, a lot of families will just go around the table and everyone says a paragraph and everyone else listens to that. To that paragraph, or the person leading the Seder, that's what it sounds like, Medina de Gemara, that they used to do, that the person leading the Seder would say it and everyone else would be Yosef Shomei Kona. So you just skip that guy's turn. So it shouldn't be so hard to be, you know, to focus. I guess that's what we do with Birch Samazah nowadays. We assume it's too hard to focus, so everyone says their own benching, even though that's clearly not the way the Shulchan Aruch says to do it. Okay, what if someone dies on Shabbos? So you don't daven marav that Motzai Shabbos, nor Shachris before the Kavura on Yom Rishon, but if it's still the Zman Shachris after the Kavura, so then you should daven Shachris after the Kavura, but you don't do Tashlumin for Mariv, because he was Pater from Mariv. And he says, Havdala le'achar ha-Kavura, even up until Tuesday. That's Shulchan Aruch writes in Si'if Beis over here, Pischei Tshuv and Sivkat Yates says that if he said Havdala, like we said, he does not have to say Havdala again after the Kavura. So why am I mentioning that again? Because the Taz quotes over here from the Drisha that if a person is Osik b'tzarchei tzibur and he didn't daven, he does not daven a tefillas tashlumin because he's like a chiger shenispashet, that he wasn't, he had no chiyuv whatsoever at the time of the tefila, at the time of the ikr chiyuv, and if he had no chiyuv whatsoever at the time of the ikr chiyuv, then there's no din of tefillas tashlumin. So a person is osik b'tzarchei tzibur, is supposed to be osik b'tzarchei tzibur, he has no chiyuv whatsoever in tefila, and therefore there's no din of tashlumin. The Taz himself disagrees, and he says osik b'tzarchei tzibur is called a bar chiyuv. It's just that he's pater, so he does have a din tashlumin. Meaning, it's not that he's not a bar chiyuva bechlal; he is a bar chiyuva. It's just that because he's also b'tzarchei tzibur, he's pater. So Salvechik points out that from the lashon of the Rambam, it sounds that way because by a chasson in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Dalid, it says that a chasson is pater from Kriyas Shema. By an onen, he says. And he says by an onen the same, but by osik b'tzarchei tzibur he doesn't say pater from kriyas shema. He says lo yifsok. So it sounds like osik b'tzarchei tzibur is pater from mitzvos not because of the general rule of asking mitzvah pratim in a mitzvah, but there's a din of by mitzvahs that you don't stop tzorchei rabim in order to be mekayim other mitzvahs. Not asking mitzvah pratim in a mitzvah. Tzorchei rabim just override all mitzvahs, and therefore he says he thinks the Taz would be correct that osik b'tzorchei tzibur is definitely chayev to be mispalel midin tashlumin because he was a bar chiyuva at the time of the ikar chiyuv. It's just that he didn't have the osik was a pater min a mitzvah. He was a bar chiyuva, and it's just that you don't do other mitzvahs when you're osik b'tzorchei tzibur. The Taz in Sifkat and Hay quotes the drisha again that anyone who's anus b'zman atzvila. Like we said, osik b'tzorchei tzibur, so you don't have to be mashlim because it doesn't make a difference. Mali onus da'avelus or esek mitzvah, meaning he uses this as the springboard, essentially, right? That's what the Taz is doing over here. It's a long Taz over there, not terribly long, right? Kasu b'drisha mikano yinira duhu adin, based on that kivin shabalai lo yichayv l'spal, that since he didn't have to daven mariv at night, he doesn't have to make it up. So the drisha says mikano yinira duhu adin l'sasik b'tzorchei tzibur ki yotzi bo b'zman atfilu shapatum in l'spal lel. ומתוך עסק בזמן עושה תפילה שגם כן אין צורך להשלים בזמן תפילה שאחרי לספל שתיים אחד לשלומין, כיוון שגם כן בזמן העסק היו פותם מתפילה כמו באבלוס דהכה. Demali onus davelus. So Esek mitzvah. What do I care what the onus was, whether it's avelus or that you're osik in tzorchei tzibur? He says, "L'dati kol shkeinu dakasha nisasik b'tzorchei tzibur gam kein ovid avodas Hashem Yisbarach." It's also osik b'mitzvah. Taz says, "Tamani im yatzu dvarim elu mipiv." How could he say such a crazy thing? Da kol shu onus mikri patam mitfilo behed yamru ba'onus demispal alachr kach shtayim kmo shkos baruch haim sim kuvches. That's the example of tefilas tashlumin when there's an onus. That's when you do tefilas. So why would it be that you'd be putter from Tfilas Tashlumin when you're Osek b'tzorchei tzibur? That's what the Taz says. He doesn't think the comparison is correct. He says, he goes on to say that dafka if the patur comes because of something else, that he himself is able to daven without anything preventing him, but the avelus paters him, that's where there's no tashlumin afterwards. But if the patur is because of a tirda, that's it's not even possible for him to do it, that's not called pater mitzad atzmo, that's called an ones. So according to the Taz, if he was honest at the time of the ikr chiyuv, then of course he has to be mashlim afterwards. So if Salvechik points out that anus rachmana patre only paters a person from onshim, but he's still considered a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. So we don't say that a person who's ne'enas and is not mekayim a mitzvah, mitzvahs say that it's commanda ovid mitzvah dami, it's as if he did the mitzvah. We don't say such a thing. Meaning, this is exactly the nekuda. The Taz is trying to say that when you were an ones, and that's why you couldn't do the mitzvah, so that you were still chayiv, so you still have to do tashlumin. What do you mean? Whatever happened to Anas Rachman Apatre? Just say he's not a bar chiyuv at all, because Anas Rachman Apatre is totally pater, just like the Avil, the Onin, who's osik b'mitzvah, is totally pater. So he says, no! Osik mitzvah pater mitzvah means you're totally pater. Aras Rachman Apatre doesn't mean you're totally pater, it means you're pater from Onshim. Haraya, we don't say Anas Kamanda Ovid, that if you're an Ones, as far as a Kiyu mitzvah, that it's Ki'ilu, you've already done the mitzvah. Rav Shachter has in Bikve Atzon, on page Ayin Dalid, that we only have a concept of Enu Mitzuva Vyose, like, let's say, the Avos Kodem Matan Torah, or those Shitos that the mitzvah of Chinuch works as a din of Enu Mitzuva Vyose by a mitzvah Sasei. Right, we also harama doesn't help for mitzvah sasei because sof kol sof you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. So we always have to look at mitzvah sasei a little bit differently. That at the end of the day, you're supposed to accomplish something with the mitzvah sasei. So anus rachmana patre from an onesh, but as far as actually accomplishing the mitzvah, do you get a credit for having fulfilled the mitzvah? Certainly not. And that's why we don't say in a mitzvah v'yosei. That's why we don't do a harama doesn't help you for a mitzvah sasei because you still need to do the mitzvah or you robbed yourself of the opportunity to do the mitzvah. In Asvan Daraisa, Klal Yud Gimel, that's why I think we mentioned yesterday, Rav Yosef Engel's Mechalik between a mitzvah that has a maisa versus a mitzvah that has a more of a goal-oriented mitzvah, meaning L'Sheves Yitzari, gives the example, right? L'Sheves Yitzari, it could be your pater from Puravu, but L'Sheves Yitzari, at the end of the day, we don't say you fulfilled L'Sheves Yitzari if you were Ones from Puravu, because at the end of the day, you didn't populate the world. Or Prius Palchov, right? Prius Balchov mitzvah. Oh, so I'm potter because I'm also mitzvah. Okay, but you still owe the money, right? You still have to accomplish what the mitzvah is meant to accomplish. The shachov here in the Kudus HaKasav is miyashev the drisha. He says anytime you'd be chayv min adin, it's just that you were an anus, then you have a din of tashlumin. But if you were never chayv min adin at all, then you don't have a chiv tashlumin. So an avel or someone who's osig mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, or someone who's osig b'tzarchei rabim, he thinks that's called that you never even had a chiv min adin. Okay, we will stop there because we're out of time. But Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get into when aninus happens, meaning who becomes an onen, who does not become an onen. Stima sagolel, tinok pachos milamid yom. What if the baby's in an incubator? What if the mace is in a different city? The mace is betfisa. You know, these are halachas I would have normally skipped and just gone on from here. But if you read through Rav Shechter's Corona Tshuva on the topic, these are very, very, it became very relevant. So very hesitant to skip something that just became so much halacha lemaisa. Is there a question that I missed over here? A couple of questions. Which one did I leave off with? Haseba, okay, machlokas, okay. According to the Rav's Chiddush, they're not doing mitzvahs as a kiyum of avelus. Why wouldn't there be tashlumin for Mariv? Why wouldn't there be tashlumin for Mariv? He's still patur min mitzvah. He's still also mitzvah patur min mitzvah l'shitas Rashi, right? Could this chilek of the Taz between Ones and Avelus explain the reason why an Onen can't be mitzvah to a minion? I mean, the fact that you aren't a bar chiyuva means you can't be mitzvah to a minion. Maybe. But he's not a bar chiyuva bichlal. Yeah, you say he's not a bar chiyuva bichlal, so he's not mitzayif to a minyan. I just always thought minyan has to be so different. It's an Indian of, right? That's what I was thinking about the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Right? Someone who's sleeping is also not a bar chiyuva bichlal, and we're mitzayif him to a minyan. I thought having a minyan is an Indian of Ashras Hashchinah. So Ashras Hashchinah happens when there are 10 people there. But I guess I'm wrong. According to what we, I mean, it is an Indian of Ashras Hashchinah, it's just that apparently the Gedarim are not the way I thought they were. According to what we quoted from the Rav, that an Onin is doubly put from Tzvila because he cannot have the Yishuv Hadas for it, wouldn't that be considered a Petur Mitzad Atzmo, not an external onus? Yeah, anyway, he's also Gnei Mitzvah, so it's a real Petur. So it's a real Petur anyway. I don't think you need that. Okay. All right, everyone have a great, great day. I'll see you on Wednesday.